All right, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. I am officially off work again for the next day. And I get to do another podcast. I'm feeling this is working. If I'm alone, I can get this podcast out. But people, it's podcast 10. I've been your boy, Teddy Hoggle. And I'm just going to give it to you straight, man. How you been? How's everybody going? How's everybody feeling? The sun's out. But it's a winter sun. Do not get fooled. Wear your jackets. Wear your hats. Because you will get sick. But people, how you been, man? I've been good. As part from this bloody toothache that I've got. Oh, man. I've officially stopped eating sugar. Anything that's got sugar in it, I'm second guessing it. Sugar's terrible for you, man. Sugar is terrible. Do not eat sugar. Please. Oh. Toothache has been my life's pain for years. I don't know why my mum allowed me to eat so many sweets when I was young. I don't even know. I'm paying for it now. Oh, my daughter, man. I'm trying, man. Now, I'm trying to make her eat apples and all that stuff. Even though it's citrus, but I brush her teeth nearly every single day. Like no trying to forget anything. You know what I mean? Because it's just, tooth pain is the one. And because I'm so scared of dentists as well, it's just one of my fears, man. I think dentists are horrible people. But I know I need to go because I need to get this tooth pulled. But I'm like, how many teeth are you going to pull out my mouth? How am I going to eat soon? Do you know what I mean? It's like, if I pull teeth out on this side, and then I pull the teeth out on the other side, how am I going to eat? What am I going to eat? Soup? Do you know what I mean? Okay, let's go into one straight away. Got a couple of stuff written down. I'll take a sip of my juice. I thought, let me get some juice just for this. I've already taken a migraine tablet, so I should be okay for a couple of hours. Express as well. What is this? Nurofen Express liquid capsules. Targets pain fast. Hey, I need it, boy. I need it. I never felt more like a crackhead the other day when I only had two tablets left and I had to wait until the pain hit me again for me to take the tablets. That's how bad it is. You know, I'm going through my pockets looking for a Nurofen. Like, oh my God, no. I know I had them. Now I know how crackheads feel to get that next fix because, man, it's not even a thing. I think it's psychological because when you put it in your body, when you first take it, the pain goes straight away. It's all physical. It's all in your head, sorry. The pain's in your head. Like tooth pain, I can feel the throbbing. I can feel my vein right now. That is just going through it, like in the side of my head. Oh. First thing on my list today, I didn't talk about it last week. I kind of forgot to talk about it. Bailey's. Man. Is it me or Bailey's has got stronger? Or it just tastes disgusting. Whiskey. Oh, man. I don't know what it is. I bought Bailey's strawberries and cream the other day. Oh, it tasted disgusting. Where was the strawberries? Where was the cream? It just tasted like whiskey. I don't get it. If it's not whiskey in it, then fuck me. Bailey's is too strong. It is way too strong. You need to cut down on the whiskey just a little bit. Just a little bit, because it's way too strong. I don't know how people, it's a woman's drink. It's not, people. I'm hearing this thing where if you drink something that you like, people always decide to say, like, I love Punchy Cuba. And I used to love Bailey's until I realized I don't really like whiskey taste. And I drink a Punchy Cuba, and I remember a guy walked up to me and goes to me, oh, that's a woman's drink. And I was like, how was it a woman's drink? And he goes, because women drink it. And I was like, that's dumb. Women drink water. Does that make that a woman's drink? Come on, man. Fucking hell, man. People, you need to understand something about me. I do what I want 100% of the time. I eat what I want. If I don't want to eat something, I don't eat it. Especially if you come up and tell me that I can't do something because that's a woman's thing, or you can't do that because that's not manly something to do. Listen, I will look at you in your face and be like, stop me from doing it then. Do you know what I mean? That's the type of person I am. Stop me from doing it. What, you think your words are going to offend me when you say it's a woman's drink? People, drink what the fuck you want to drink. Do what you want to do. Don't listen to anybody. even when you're 15 to whatever, what age you start from, do what you like. Do not let these people tell you. You will never hear me say in my podcast, you need to do this because this is right. People, nah. Do what you want to do, always and forever. Because you start realizing, if you start copying people and you start doing what people like, your life is unhappy. And you'll start feeling unhappy because you're doing what somebody else told you to do. And I don't get that. I really don't understand that at all. And you know what, actually, that brings me to a story of something that I went through when I was younger, just before I had my first child. I knew someone that went to see a psychiatrist or a therapist or whatever it was. And she went in there and she was talking to this person. And then the person called me in. And the reason why I think I would never need to talk to someone about my problems, because I can kind of figure things out on my own. Majority of the time, I don't really need people's help to figure things out. Yeah, I make wrong decisions, but that's life. And you got to learn from those decisions. But the way this therapist looked at me was asking me questions. And I was like, I said to the therapist, you do realize that I don't need this. This person needs this. You trying to tell me what to do? I don't need that guidance. People that can't control their life need therapists to tell them what to do day to day. I don't know if people realize, when you go to a therapist, all the therapist wants you to do is start to understand you have control of your life. And you, if that therapist then goes to you, well, what did you do this week? And you said, oh, I did this and I did that. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, you no longer need to come here because you've passed and you can control your life. And they're like, oh, really? I didn't know that. You're thinking, hang on a sec. All you had to do is realize that you're in control of your own life. This therapist hated me. Because I was basically like, look, am I here to see you or are they here to see you? And everyone's like, well, they're here to see me. I was like, so why are you wasting my time talking to me? And she looked at me and she's like, oh yeah, I can see the way he is. And I thought, I don't care. At the end of the day, she needs your guidance. I don't need your guidance. I can make up my own mind if I need to shit or not. I can make up my mind if I need to go to have a drink. Some of these therapists tell people something really bad. And people go out there, go and do it. And then they believe they're in control of their own life. And they're not, because someone else has told them what. Someone else has given them a list. And they're actually doing it. So people, make your own choices. Do what you got to do. Another one now as well that the internet, this is my second list, man. Another thing that the internet is blowing up over this. Who remembers Bert and Ernie? Is it Sesame Street? Bert and Ernie from the Sesame Street. Apparently, Bert and Ernie are gay. What the fuck is going on? Bert and Ernie are gay. They had two separate beds. I thought, like how I heard it from the guy, Bert and Ernie were sharing a house because the rent was cheap with two people living there. And now I'm hearing that Bert and Ernie are gay. Like, how fucked up does that fuck up our childhood? Now you got me looking back at shit like, the Power Rangers were racist. Like, you had White Ranger going up with the Pink Ranger. You had the Black Ranger dancing. The Yellow Ranger was an Asian person. The Blue Ranger was gay. Fuck me. That's racism at the highest level. You looking back now. Look at Thundercats, the Black Panther. The guy was, oh, it's fucking amazing. Dragon Ball Z was extremely racist. Extremely racist. You don't even realize it until you look back at it, like Gollywogs and Jinx. Jinx from Pokemon is racist. Jinx. I can't believe it. Big lips and blonde hair. No wonder I never used to like her. Fuck me, man. It's amazing when you look back at things and you think to yourself, I was young and I just never saw it. I was young and I never saw it. And that's still a Pokemon to this day. That's not been banned. Jinx has not been banned. Jinx will still be in TV going, Jinx, Jinx, walking around. That is amazing. They can ban everything else, but they can't ban a Jinx. Come on now. So there should be 150 Pokemon instead of 151. Take Jinx out. Actually, I'm going to make a movement for that. Let's protest to get Jinx out of Pokemon. Why not? You might as well fucking do it. Because everyone else is getting the dumbest things out. Let's just get Jinx out of Pokemon completely. Mr. Popo from Dragon Ball Z. Oh my days. He had baboon hands. Oh. I'm thinking about it now. That's kind of fucking funny. My lord. People, the NBA season starting soon. For all those who are into NBA, for all those that listen to my podcast, NBA is coming out soon. LeBron James is officially with the LA Lakers. He did his first press conference yesterday, so I'm happy about that. Let's see what the teams bring this season, because last season was really good. Even though Golden State won again, it's kind of getting boring now with Golden State winning, but I'm going to watch more teams now, definitely. Because last season I got into it really, really well. And I'm going to start to get into NFL this season. So I'm going to try and watch a couple of games. I'm going to watch highlights though for the NFL. The NFL is quite boring. Like every minute they get sacked and get a play, this play and that play. They call timeouts. And there's not so many timeouts in NBA. Like they let them play. But I wish I had watched more NBA back in the day when Shaq and those guys were playing. Because it looked more dominant. Now it's three-point shots. They're playing outside of the court and stuff like that. It's kind of boring. You know what I mean? I wish I had watched it when Shaq stayed. But I do go back and I do watch like a couple of matches when Shaq was playing Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley. And I watch this. The NBA on TNT is brilliant as well with Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, and the Jet. And Ernie Johnson is brilliant. Just even watch the highlights when they start, because they're gonna kill it this season. I know it. What have you got to say? I was watching. I don't know if you guys have seen what is that show called? Iron Fist. But I was watching Iron Fist last night. It's quite a good show. Season 2 is a lot better than season 1. So I would recommend Iron Fist to people. The reason why I watch it is just because I know I have to watch it, because Daredevil is coming out soon as well. So I need to watch this to watch Daredevil. You know what I mean? Because you can't really watch one and then not the other. It's a bit weird. I can't watch Luke Cage and then miss Iron Fist and then go into Daredevil. It wouldn't make any sense. But Misty Knight is in Iron Fist, and something was done yesterday in Iron Fist that was really clever. I'm going to massive spoiler alert, but the boy, one of Danny Rand's best friends is an Asian guy, and he was like prophesied to be the Iron Fist, and his mum literally beat him into submission and made this boy believe that he was going to be Iron Fist regardless, like, and because he didn't get it, it changed his whole life. Into the part where he would kill and do anything to please his parents. Now that's, I realized something. Things that I say to my daughter, I need to be very careful, because the things I teach her and the way I believe I have her thinking, it will imprint her and she will believe that through life. And I know it's all right. It sounds really bad. Iron Fist showed me that. I need to watch what I say to my kid, even through now, or even if I haven't said anything now, because I haven't said anything to her now, but I need to be careful what I say. Because it's going to be very detrimental to the things that she says to other people and the way she behaves in front of other people when she gets older. And I've realized that now. So I'm going to be careful, see what happens, and just be very mindful on what I tell her. But I'm just using that as an example. I don't want my kid to turn out like that. Because I think I'll be heartbroken if I heard her say something to somebody. I'd be like, why are you talking to them like, oh, because they're this? And I don't want my child to be a bully. I don't want my child to get bullied. I want my child to be like me. I want my child to be very, like, if someone asks her a question, the answer she gives back is not like everybody else. It's very, people thinking like, rah, how does she know that? Do you know what I mean? I think that's a good way of helping your children to progress in life and have them thinking outside of the box instead of everybody like trying to think inside of the box. You know what I mean? But people, this is going to be a quick one. I have been your boy Teddy Hoggle. Big up to Amateur Overlord and friends, and to everyone that listened to my podcast. I will get back to you next week. People, it's your boy Teddy Hoggle. Like, subscribe, and all that other jazz. Peace.